Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This Saturday, the Golden Hills of the Foothills will be alive with the sound of poetry. April is Natural Poetry Month, and Grass Valley is celebrating with their annual Sierra Poetry Festival. Eliza Tudor is the Executive Director of the Nevada County Arts Council and the festival's director. She is joined by Karen Cat Terry, the brand new Nevada County Poet Laureate, to talk about the overarching mission of the Sierra Poetry Festival and what you can expect to enjoy this weekend. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks so much for having us. Great to be here with our brand new Poet Laureate, Kat.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, this is a treat. And Kat is going to share a poem to send us off into the weekend. But first, Eliza, tell us about the Sierra Poetry Festival. It's been going on for nearly a decade. How did this all get started?
In 2017, I think it is, we applied for our first ever little bit of seed funding from the California Arts Council. And we received a small grant of $8,000 to launch it with the then Poet Laureate of California, Dana Joya. Dana's this incredible guy. He used to be the chair of the National Endowment for the Arts. We've since worked with Lee Herrick, the current California Poet Laureate, who Kat knows very well, who's been down more than twice to visit us and be part of the festival. But yes, back then we launched it with Dana, with a slew of national and state much-loved poets and presenters, and it's just kept going. And even we were surprised by the depth and breadth of audiences that have developed over time. It's been extraordinary. It sort of proves that, yes, poetry can be accessible.
Yeah, and it's powerful, and it is a poetry-packed one-day festival this weekend in Grass Valley. What are people in for? What can they expect this weekend at the festival, Kat?
Well, we start off with there's readings and workshops all day long. It starts at 9 a.m. And goes all the way till through the day. Our keynote is Kim Adonisio, who is a Bay Area poet. But she is one of the cross-training writers, so she writes in more than one genre, and she is an amazing teacher as well. I teach her poetry, and I also use her book, Ordinary Genius, in my own teaching. So she's going to do our keynote, and she's offering a workshop, and then there's other amazing poets throughout the day and workshops.
Given that you are a poet laureate, what draws you to poetry? How did this all begin for you?
So I have been writing since I was a kid. I have hundreds of journals, probably. Writing for me has always been a way for me to explore the questions. And poetry really is for me about the questions. In the end, I think the questions more than the answers are really what's really interesting. Padre Gotuma is a well-known poet who was presenting at our festival last year. And he said something about poetry that really stands out to me. Mm-hmm. You can think of a poem having three levels. First of all, a poem has some elements of autobiography of the writer. And then the second thing is a poem is actually like a piece of art, right? Like a painting or a film. Or a photograph. And then the third thing is that it has some element, like the dreamscape, he said, of the poem somehow touches the listener, the reader, right? And then at the same time changes in some way even the poet as they write it. And that's always stood out to me.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Eliza Kat's not alone in this, of course, because this festival has continued to grow over the years. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this medium resonates with people and continues to do so?
We've been programmed to believe that traditionally poetry is a sort of elitist, irrelevant form of art and literature. But in reality, and I'm sure Kat will affirm this, there are so many different ways of expressing oneself through the poetic form, you know, through music. Kat, lean in on this.
I think that what's really special about poetry is that it really is about the wonder that we can find in the ordinary, right? Mm-hmm. That wonder and the magic, too, that's in our daily life. So that's something that I look for in my own writing and teaching, and I And I'm always inspired by reading poems.
And one of the ways we experience that at the festival is that we have a series of at least six workshops, generative workshops, mm-hmm. that members of the public attendees can choose between. They're all completely different. Mm-hmm. You will end up coming out of that with something written or expressed, which is fundamentally different from something someone will be coming out of another workshop with. So in that sense, it's an incredibly inclusive art form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it provides voice for people. I think it gives them agency.
That is wonderful. Well, Kat, I mean, we have you here, so mm-hmm. I would love if you could share something.
I would love to share a poem. This is what poets do. And I have, from my book, Bite and Blood, I have a poem, and this is perfect for springtime. The snow is melting up in Truckee right now. I know here in Sacramento, you guys are already into summer. Mm-hmm. But we still have snow on the ground. So this is called Each Soft Thing. Each soft thing emerges from the dirt, stamped by snow's weight, and cool April sunshine gentles the living to live more. People aren't bad. They're just not good at all endeavors. And it's the multitaskers that get eaten. What's left is the starkness of what mattered and intent. Roots exposed, new leaders of stem poking up anyway, like a young foal leaning against a mare.
Gorgeous.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That is just a little taste of what people are in for. And if you haven't been to Nevada County, you should definitely visit. And this weekend is a great excuse. But it's such a wonderful soil and foundation for things like this, for mm-hmm. a poetry festival like this, Eliza.
Very much so. I mean, Nevada County spans what were the old gold fields of California at 2,500 feet, the beautiful rolling foothills of gold country, all the way up to the High Sierra at 8,000 feet and then dropping down into Truckee. It's an astonishing place geographically. Mm-hmm. It's also home to one of the most important poets in the nation, Gary Snyder, the first chair of California Arts Council, no less, who lives and thrives up on a very special area we call the Ridge, just outside Nevada City. And he brought with him during the 60s a slew of incredible poets and back-to-the-land movement folks who wanted to write poetry, and it's really developed from there. And you've got such an incredible scene up in Truckee. Mm-hmm. There's a new literary festival, the Tahoe Literary Festival, that's a beautiful complement that takes place at a different part of the year to Sierra Poetry Festival.
Yes, in this October, the Tahoe Literary Festival. And I want to say, as the Poet Laureate, we've been, in just the last 2 months, We've started open mics in downtown Truckee, and in March and April, we had between 120 and 130 mm-hmm. people probably coming and participating. As the Truckee Cultural District grows and works in our town, it's been really exciting to see the arts and culture building there.
And don't they say that poetry is like the fastest growing art form in the U.S.? And I think that kicked off in COVID, which was, I think, the first time I met you. We did an interview on Zoom.
Yes, it was. Yes. And now I get to see you in person. You made the trip down, both of you. Well, I appreciate you both, Eliza and Kat, for coming in. It's going to be a great time this weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
I can tell. And I can understand why. Eliza Tudor is the executive director of the Nevada County Arts Council and director of the Sierra Poetry Festival. Karen Kat Terry is the poet laureate of Nevada County and a presenter at this weekend's festival, which happens Saturday in Grass Valley. We have a link on our website. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.